if you're the first one on scene, obviously our goal always is to save somebody's life. So if you feel, if they're in a car and it's on fire and you know, you think that you're going to harm them by removing them, well, the fire is going to harm them more. Try and remove them from the vehicle. Like in this case, if there's a vehicle rolled on top of somebody and it's a compression injury where it's compressing their chest and they can't breathe, it's safer to get them out of that situation so that we can try and get them breathing again than to leave them there and perish being compressed in that vehicle. So there are certain things that we can do when we're on scene. You know, if you do not have the training, call 911. The dispatchers will try and walk you through what you need to do. They're all trained to talk people through the things that they should do while they're on scene. So try and be as descriptive as possible to that 911 operator so they can help you through those situations. There's gonna be times when you can help people and there's gonna be times when you cannot. It just really depends upon the severity of the crash.
And just to piggyback off that, it also helps people who are responding kind of get a better picture of what's going on. If you're on scene and already describing what's going on, as I'm driving there, you know, I can listen to what's going on through dispatch and kind of already formulate a plan of what I'm going to